lines, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there completely free. Again, freetalklive.com. A lot of different things on there, and we bring it to you free, so enjoy that. All right, we will talk to you, of course, about anything you want. We've been discussing the WikiLeaks situation this week. On Sunday, they released 250,000 what they call cables, secret cables, which I presume is some sort of a communique. I'm not sure.
I think what they're talking about is in the old days, they would have secure, dedicated lines that they could communicate between embassies.
Mm-hmm.
And those were the cables, the transatlantic cables, kind of like the, you know, going back to the telegraph days. Nowadays, there are secure emails that are heavily encrypted over secure channels and so forth, but they're still termed as cable.
Got it. So it's very difficult for people to access, to crack into this, but somebody has, and they have released hundreds of thousands of these documents, and the government people are very upset about this, saying they are vowing to prosecute if they can get their hands on Julian Assange from WikiLeaks.
Fullest extent of law.
Or anybody else, they're going to go after them, and Clinton says this. Hillary Clinton says that it could put people in danger. It's not just an attack on America's foreign policy interests, but attack on the international community, the alliances and partnerships, the conversations and negotiations that safeguard global security and advance economic prosperity.
Says the woman who supposedly wanted diplomats to spy on other diplomats from other countries and get their credit card details, their flight plans, the cars, the license plates, and so forth.
She's just trying to safeguard you, Sam.
Why would somebody want that kind of information? What would the government be able to do with that?
Anything.
With your credit card number.
They want all the information they can get. I mean,
They're going to comb through all of your financial records, all your travel plans, look at where you are, and find something to blackmail you about. And then they will, you know, they're looking to get their hooks in to control people, to blackmail folks. And that's what she's sitting here saying after trying to do that.
I always find it amusing what the politicians say versus what's actually going on. If you're just tuning in, you missed a call last hour by a man who is involved or was involved. He's retired now, it sounded like, but he was involved in the shipping business, shipping electronic products from Japan to the United States. And he was telling us that there are incredible amounts of regulations that he has to deal with, more so within the last decade, post 9/11, just insane amounts of paperwork, regulation, fees, all kinds of just nonsense that the government has piled on to him just to do his business, just to ship products from point A to point B. And here's Hillary Clinton saying that she's advancing economic prosperity, that government, in their, you know, negotiations and diplomatism or whatever with other countries, are somehow advancing economic prosperity. It's just nonsense. It's just an out-and-out lie. These people aren't advancing anything as far as prosperity is concerned. They're crushing it.
Well, they're giving prosperity, but they're directing the prosperity to their friends,
to their buddies,
and away from their enemies.
Some mistakenly applaud those responsible, said Clinton. There is nothing laudable about endangering innocent people. Nothing brave about sabotaging peaceful relations between nations. Well, if there's nothing laudable about endangering innocent people, then why are people worshiping what the troops do? They're endangering innocent people every single day by bombing them and shooting them.
That doesn't count.
Oh, right, right. So it's only when you endanger the innocent people in government that it's a problem.
That's when it counts.
But wait, which government person is innocent? Which one of them is innocent?
All of them.
No, I think that they all have a little bit of blood on their hands. Even the ones that are supposedly liberty-oriented.
They hate America.
They still have to deal with the issue of you're working for a criminal gang. You're working for an enterprise that gets its money through violence, through the threat of violence, and scaring people into obedience.
Well, I think to some extent, all of us who, you know, use the government services, pay for the government services, whether we like to or not, have that same blood at our hands.
I don't know if that's a true statement.
I don't think it's the same amount of blood. But,
yeah, you're not being forced those people in government are not being forced to work for the government. They're choosing that.
If they believe in liberty and they give up that job, somebody who doesn't.
I understand all the rationale, Mark. I understand the excuses for it, and I don't blame anybody for doing what they feel like they need to do to get food put on the table. I don't blame them for that. But I'm just saying that, you know, it's a criminal organization. So, I don't think that they're innocent of anything. Holder said he advocates closing any gaps in U.S. legislation that would prevent the federal government from fully prosecuting a foreign national like Assange, who published secrets of vital American national interest. He said that to the extent there are gaps in our laws, we will work to close those gaps, which is not to say that anybody at this point, because of their citizenship or their residence, is not a target for or subject of the investigation that's ongoing. Let me be clear. It's not saber-rattling. This is an active, ongoing investigation. So they're trying to intimidate the WikiLeaks people into stopping. They don't want them to continue to do this because they're not sure done yet. They're coming after a bank next or something, from what I understand.
Yeah, they actually have been leaked bank records between banking executives and so forth that talk about corruption and fraud and are equally as big, but they are just overwhelmed with, you know, sorting through all of this. But that is scheduled for release.
Plan due.
The current raft of documents, some 250,000 diplomatic cables that span decades and include various and sometimes embarrassing details about the way the U.S. envoys see their foreign counterparts.
Oh, I'm sure.
Is the latest document dump WikiLeaks received last year from Private Bradley Manning, currently awaiting court-martial. It almost suggests that they got this from Bradley Manning. Is that what that said there? It sounded like that. They were saying that.
Read it again.
It says this latest raft of diplomatic cables, the details about blah, 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 is the latest document dump WikiLeaks received last year from Army Private Bradley Manning.
That's the claim, I guess, that Bradley Manning did all this.
No, that's not what Assange is saying. In a statement today, he suggested there were other leakers aside from Manning who turned over the documents. He said there were people who entrusted us with the documents and went on to describe them as good and courageous people inside government who believe in transparency and more ethical foreign policy. Representative Peter King said he supports the efforts that Holder was talking about and that Assange's purposeful intent to damage not only our national interests in fighting the war on terror, but also undermines the very safety of coalition forces in Iraq and Afghanistan. Had suggested, I think this guy at one point, that Julian Assange be considered a terrorist and that anybody connected with WikiLeaks in assisting with this process be considered terrorists. It reminds me of another article.
Those are the terms that they're using. They're bandying those about.
Yep, and it reminds me of another piece I saw, and it's in my show prep somewhere. I can't dig it up. Where they suggested that anybody who was advocating opting out at airports were also domestic extremists. They didn't go so far as to call us terrorists, but domestic extremist is the new term for Free Talk Live, apparently. And George Donnelly and James Babb over at We Won't Fly, and anybody that participated in the opt-out day events across the country, you're all domestic extremists, according to the feds.
The term extremist is usually reserved for people on the right end of the, you know, usually they call lefties radicals.
Well, of course, it's the right that's doing this, Mark, because the left is in charge. Everybody that's doing We Won't Fly must be a bunch of radical righties.
What else?
Well, that's what people... Those are the conclusions that people jump to. And, of course, nothing could be further from the truth. The people at We Won't Fly are dedicated voluntarists, from what I can tell. They are people that are completely anti-political. They are not righties or lefties in any way, shape, or form, and would likely be offended by the suggestion that they are. And I would imagine that a number of the people that organized these various different outreach events across the country would also feel similarly.
I suspect you're right.
Yeah. But nonetheless, domestic extremists.
That's
so,
the term.
Get used to hearing that one. I imagine they'll be trotting it out again in the future at some point. So there you go, WikiLeaks. I mean, there's more to the story, but they basically have caused the U.S. federal government to look a little bit embarrassed about what they've been saying, what they thought was privately over the last, as they said, this spans well over a decade, these documents. So there's a huge treasure trove of information here. But Sam, you were saying something during one of the breaks that you think this is a distraction.
Yeah, I think this could be a red herring. The thing that I've heard...
But not that Julian Assange is, like, in on...
I think he's a useful idiot in this case. If it if my suspicions turn out to be true, he thinks that what he's got is good information, and he's doing his best to release it in the hopes that it will help.
It looks like he's got good information because the government is certainly reacting in a way.
Good, but not groundbreaking.
All right, there's more coming up here. Well, for us, it's not groundbreaking, but for a lot of people, it might be. We'll come back with more discussion. Your thoughts as well are welcome at 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy the features there completely free. So head on over, freetalklive.com. Enjoy stuff like our Shrine of Female Listeners with the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see that. Get interactive as well with our various features on the site, shrine.freetalklive.com.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There is a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70% off, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com, click on Become a Member there on the left-hand side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They'll walk you through every step of the way, and you will save big time. It's meds.freetalklive.com. I've gone through this process. It is, it's non-invasive. They're not pushy or anything like that. It doesn't matter whether you're on Cialis, Boniva, Amplify, Lipitor, Nexium, or Zetia. Meds.freetalklive.com.
All right, we're talking about WikiLeaks, and what does it all mean? Sam, you've got some ideas you wanted to run by us here. So the 250,000 cables, as they're being called, being released here over the last couple days and causing quite a bit of stir in the mainstream media, where the U.S. government is backpedaling and looking desperate and pathetic and dangerous. They're trying to lash out and threaten people and scare them into not releasing anything further. I think WikiLeaks has done amazing work. It's one of the most useful websites, I think, that's come about in what they've done by revealing what government really is. I mean, a portion of what government really is. It's a bunch of liars. Not that anybody doesn't know this, right? I mean, Sam, I think that was one of the points you were getting to, is like, this isn't a real revelation for us. We already know that the government is a bunch of thugs and liars. But I think for some people, this is pretty big news.
Right, but to suggest that, here's the problem that I've heard that sort of first clued me into this. I mean, I look through the different revelations. There's a top 10 revelations, and it's things like, Saudi wanted to push for an attack on Iran. Iran may have North Korean missiles, and the nuclear situation with Pakistan. The U.S. is trying to get the nuclear material out of there. U.S. has been bombing Yemen. All of these things were like already talked about in the media. They were pretty much knowledge for the common knowledge for the alternative media. And there was really nothing like earth shattering or paradigm changing in here. It was
for you.
For, I think, a lot of people. Not for the masses, granted, yes. But, and the other problem with this is, if this was Bradley Manning all alone, he would, the intelligence experts, the people who were former CIA and so forth, they're saying that no way could one person go in and download these.
Assange isn't saying it was Bradley Manning. He's saying it was multiple people.
I understand, but they're saying that no one person will be able to download all of these different cables from, spanning decades, hundreds of thousands of them, without setting off all kinds of alarms, audits. They have to go through procedures in order to even look at these in the first place. So it's just so there are so many red flags that come up for these people who used to be in this environment, who have taken a look at this and said, no way, this does not make sense.
I wouldn't trust a former CIA agent.
Okay, I mean, that's your choice, but
would you?
Would I?
Yeah.
I think, that there are people who have come out and realized what they were doing, realized the harm that they were causing around the world, and now they're trying to make up for
bad
karma.
The people you're citing, those people, I mean, to me, it seems like, I've heard this, and I don't know how true it is, but once you're with the CIA, you're always with the CIA.
I don't know. I'm not in the CIA. Yeah. I haven't been in the CIA, so
hey, George,
I can't tell you.
George,
I can tell you that there are people who realize what they've done, and it has a profound impact on them. And a lot of them come out of this and dedicate their lives to waking people up and telling them what's going on, telling them what their government is doing.
From the CIA on Fox News isn't going to be one of those people, right?
This is not somebody on Fox News that came out. This is Wayne Mattson is one of them, former CIA agent. I think he was CIA, but and others. So I think this could be a red herring to distract, because that's a common intelligence tactic.
So what's it distracting us from?
World War III.
So how is World War III going to come about? I mean, what North Korea's what, shot at a South Korean island or something like that?
Well, there are they're running drills right now for the next, I think, two more days of drills in the same place. They parked this aircraft carrier in the same
place.
Well,
they were going to do the drills in that spot, and that's why North Korea shot at that spot, right?
Right. So that's okay. Where they parked the aircraft carrier, right there, to further tempt them. And I wouldn't be surprised if we end up seeing some kind of Gulf of Tonkin incident where the powers that were, because that's really what fundamentally is happening here. We're seeing a shift away from the power structure that is fundamentally changing from the hands of the few at the top to the people at the bottom. Everybody is able to sort of participate in this and get the word out, and the government does not
have
the
power. But that's what WikiLeaks is doing. I mean, that's what WikiLeaks is sort of about, is
right.
To take the power and the information that's at the top and give it to everyone.
And the way that you make people buy into the paradigm, like WikiLeaks, for example, is to give them 90% of what's true, but, you know, also hide what you don't want people to see. So what's in this is all stuff that's already pretty common knowledge. There's no, you know, real gotchas in here, ahas in here.
Mm-hmm.
And for this to be his first release, to me, it's a little suspect. It's
Who's
a little
first release.
WikiLeaks.
They've released other things before this.
First release on the cables. They have supposedly millions of these, mm-hmm, that they will be releasing. These are supposedly the best ones out of 7 million or 3 million or whatever it is, 7 times the Iraq war, which was 300,000.
So you mentioned this Wayne Madsen. I'm looking at his bio. Now, it is Wikipedia, so you know, anybody can edit it, but it's not saying here that he's a CIA agent.
Okay, maybe I've got somebody else.
It says here that he's an investigative journalist who has been described by critics as a conspiracy theorist.
Well, he didn't.
Right.
You asked him, you know, just sort of off the top of his head. He didn't have the article available.
I understand that. I'm just saying, I don't trust somebody who's in the CIA or who was in the CIA unless they've shown some reason to be trustworthy.
How about Bob Chapman?
Who's that?
He's a former counterintelligence, worked with Russia. He left the CIA, or I don't know if it was the CIA, whatever agency, because you're going to try and pin me down on one little thing here, which is ridiculous. But he left his counterintelligence role, went out and started buying, acting as a gold and silver broker. He had one of the largest newsletters, and now he lives outside of the country and tells people about what's happening and what's going on, you know, what some of the stirrings on the surface that people can see might mean underneath. Based on his
experience. Like I said, if you've got some sort of track record that shows that you're actually doing good, then that's one thing. But to have somebody come out and just say, well, there's security in here, and I don't believe this could have been done without the knowledge of the government, that's a conspiracy theory, as far as I'm concerned.
To suggest that top secret systems and archives
wouldn't
have anything.
It's the government, dude. These guys suck at everything they do.
These guys, that's nonsense, because these people are dealing with spies and people, other countries, trying to get in here and get at this information, and you're telling me they're just going to leave it all open?
And you're telling me they're just letting this out for the heck of it?
I'm telling you, they're letting it out as a distraction.
Yeah.
Look over here while we're doing what we don't want you to see over here.
I don't know. We're coming up here at 800-259-9231. That's the number. Free Talk Live.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And enjoy the various features you will find there completely free. Those features include our mobile site. Maybe you get a smartphone. You want to pull us up there? Go to m.freetalklive.com to do that. You can get quick access to our streams as well as our podcast. M as in mobile.freetalklive.com. Hey, you sick and tired of the ever-expanding growth of the federal and local and state governments? Tired of them constantly coming up with new arbitrary rules for you to, you know, hoops for you to jump through, rules for you to follow, taxes for you to pay. Sick of being controlled, told you don't own yourself, you can't decide what to put in your own body. Are you ready to do something about it? Well, join the Free State Project. Go to freestateproject.org. Get signed up to join with over 10,500 other like-minded, liberty-oriented people in making the move here to New Hampshire and getting active. To achieve liberty in our lifetime. The Free State Project is happening, and the proof is out there that it is a valid concept. The proof of concept is there. There have already been successes, and it's still early on. The official move hasn't even begun yet. A few hundred people have made the, several hundred people have made the move. early as we have, and some just amazing changes have already started to occur. And so we're looking forward to having you join us here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Go to freestateproject.org to get signed up. And don't forget the next 1,000 pledge as well. If you can make it within the next year or so, if you can make it by the end of 2011 to New Hampshire, then sign the next 1,000 pledge. Or even if you're expecting to make it by the end of 2011, go ahead and sign up over at pledgebank.com/next1000. So 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So let me see if I've got this straight, Sam. You're suggesting that the U.S. government released these 250,000 cables, diplomatic cables, on purpose.
Some element within the U.S. government.
Okay, some element meaning...
That has to be true, right? Like they had
Someone in the government did this. Yeah.
Someone in the government had to have released them, otherwise WikiLeaks wouldn't have gotten them.
You're saying it's been done for the same reason that the whole Monica Lewinsky thing happened, which is to cover for something else that's really going on, which is, in your opinion, the North Korea-South Korea situation?
Well, I mean, look at what's happening.
That's got news coverage, too. So I mean,
everything is accelerating, but are we seeing reports of the students rioting in Britain and taking over police cars? Did we see the footage?
From what? Was this during the educational protest?
This was last week.
Was it? Okay, well,
they burned police cars. They wrote...
During the free education protest?
Yeah. It might have been. I don't know.
Well, there was a free education protest a couple weeks ago. Maybe they're having another one. Maybe they're still having them.
It seems like it was Italian students were upset about their austerity things going into place.
It's happening all across Europe.
Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of socialists rising up demanding, $3 that they want.
They're demanding what's been promised to them, and now they're finding out that the government is a group of liars and criminals who have no intention of meeting
their
promises.
They're just people who set up a government in the past that can't add. I mean, the old Margaret Thatcher quote is that socialism's great until you run out of other people's money, and that's what those people are finding out. I feel bad for them. They had expectations, but thieves have expectations when they walk into liquor stores with guns too.
Well, okay, so let's look at this though. I mean, you're saying there are protests going on in Europe. What's the relevance to America? Why should ABC News or NBC be making that the top story as opposed to WikiLeaks.
America is next. I mean, that's what
rioting?
Even... That's
Who's
what...
going to riot in America? Everybody here is so docile and obedient.
Yeah, because they're eating right now, Ian.
Right.
And when people can't
eat, in the UK,
not going to be happy. You don't understand what is happening around the world. This is a global
crash. They're not starving in the
crash.
UK.
They're not starving, but they're getting hit with higher fees. Their people are upset. They're getting out in the streets.
They raised the tuition
There's
by 3%.
There's the soccer player in France who is calling for a run on the banks. They are scared S-less over there of that happening. You've got Max Kaiser saying to crash J.P. Morgan, who has put who has shorted the silver market 3.3 billion ounces.
Yep.
Okay. Now, what that means is that $27 or $28 price that's at a near all-time high right now for silver that has just run up like crazy, that means that it has 3.3 billion ounces priced out of it. That means 3.3 billion ounces have been sold into the market at the current rates that don't exist. And when those people find out that they don't have any real silver backing that up, silver is going to go through the roof.
It's going to have to.
And Max Kaiser is now organizing a grassroots effort to get people to buy silver on the day that the options expire to keep them from driving the prices down, because the IMF has quietly been selling gold and silver out the back door to suppress prices and keep it from taking off. So, they are on the edge of a cliff on issues.
No, I see where you're coming from. And
it doesn't matter if it gets covered. J.P. Morgan is going to either crash and burn and have disaster, or... The Fed is going to just send them money, and they're going to print trillions of dollars in order to cover this. I mean, I think it's over like $1.5 trillion that they're in the hole on
the last
silver.
Quantitative easing was $600 billion.
Isn't that just another word for inflation?
Yes.
Okay.
So go ahead.
Well, okay, so, but aren't we talking about what the media covers? Because your suggestion was that the WikiLeaks thing happened, so to keep the media distracted, to you know, make it so people don't hear about the things you're talking about.
Yes.
But when is that going to get, even without WikiLeaks, let's say WikiLeaks never happened. There's always going to be something else the media finds more interesting than what we might consider important.
Cute little girls that have gotten lost.
Yeah, there's always... So the story you're talking about with the how many was it? $3 billion in
3.3
silver?
3.3 billion ounces of silver.
3.3 billion ounces of silver, which is a lot more dollars. That story's never going to get front page headlines because the ABC and the NBC and the big boys and Foxes, you know, they're not going to report on that. They're going to find something else, like Mark said, with a little blonde girl being, you know, gone missing or some other hot story. Brad and Angelina are back together, or whatever it is that they're going to put out there. So I don't deny that there are people with editorial decision-making abilities that are swinging things in one direction or another. Clearly, that
but
happens
they
in news
are,
agencies.
No, what they're out there doing is saying, oh, we've been out of this recession since June of last year,
yeah.
Ian.
Yeah.
There are green shoots everywhere. What happened to those? I mean, well, they are engaged in lying.
Sam, wait a second. This is what I don't... this is where I go off the track. I believe most of what you're saying. I think silver's a great investment. However, I don't think we're on the parapet, the edge of a huge global crunch. And I guess the reason that I don't believe that is Free Talk Live has never done better in the world. I mean,
right.
our sales are up. I mean, things are going great here. I see other people in the business industry that are saying the same thing. They're generally not hiring, but hiring, you know, the rates of hiring,
Mark,
are going up. These people that throw these, that juggle these balls in the financial industry are experts at juggling these balls. And I'll admit, you can't keep them in the air forever, but I think that they may keep them in the air for a little while longer.
Okay, so the experts that I listen to,
yep.
Eric Sprada, he runs Sprada Assets Management. It's a multi-billion-dollar hedge fund.
Okay.
He just took physical possession for his fund of 520-something million dollars worth of silver bullion.
Awesome. I think people doing that are great. They're
so
heroes.
You know, these guys are waking up, and I listen to King World News, so does Wayne, and mm-hmm. one of the other co-hosts, and 2 weeks ago, for the guests for his week, several of them started talking about food shortages in the U.S., about the crash of the dollar. I mean, these guys see this stuff coming. The mainstream media is not going to tell people about it. And what's happening, yes, there are signs out there that the economy is recovering, that it's doing better. But it's fake. It's a result of the Fed papering over the problem.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the economy collapsed in last year sometime when it went down to 6,000, and they papered over the problem. And so all they're doing is using this stimulus to sort of artificially pump up the numbers and make things look better. But in fact, when that runs out, when it either tips over into hyperinflation or they have to stop printing it and implement these austerity measures, things turn ugly really, really fast.
More coming up here. Your thoughts are welcome. 800-259-9231. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
A passion for service never leaves. I'm Tim Lewis, and after 22 years in the military, I became a mortgage professional, helping my fellow veterans and active duty service members secure VA home loans. Refinancing with a VA loan is a privilege earned through service, and it's my privilege to help you get there. We can help you lower your rate or consolidate debt, even if your current mortgage is not a VA loan. Go to varadio.com to learn more. That's varadio.com. I'm Tim Lewis. Thank you for your service.
VARadio.com is a website of iFreedom Direct Corporation, a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to VARadio.com or call 1-800-900-VA-LOAN. VARadio.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoodsDirect has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans, and the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features you will find there totally free. Our webcam is one of them. You can go and you can watch and listen and interact because our chat room is built into the same page. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to do all that and do it for free. That's cam.freetalklive.com. It's brought to you by Memory Dealers.
Memory Dealers offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpacks, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP at up to 99% off of list price. They also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers in stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery, memorydealers.com.
We'll get back to more discussion about WikiLeaks and the news media and what they focus on and what they don't in a moment. But first, Chris is with us in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chris.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was just thinking about negative externalities.
What's that?
Well, in economics, it refers to the concept that the things that I do can affect people other than me, and I don't have to pay the costs for it.
Okay, how so? So,
I buy the plot of land next to yours,
mm-hmm.
And there's a river running through both our properties, and I decide that I want to use, say I'm upstream from you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I want to use the water to irrigate my land. I'm wondering, in a free society, how disputes would get solved between you and I.
Well, I would say that you would have to have something like a dispute resolution organization. Today we call those the courts.
Arbitration.
Yeah. Would you call the courts? You would say that the court systems are inefficient, expensive, and designed to protect the rich and powerful over the weak and, weak and poor?
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
And you do you think that competition might make those systems might create systems that would better serve, say, the weak and poor over the rich and powerful, and create systems that are more efficient?
I'd say so.
Yeah, that's really
all. So all you have to do is hammer out the details, which that's the tricky part, right?
That's what the marketplace does.
Well, that's right, but it's always easy to say that, well, the market will decide and the market will handle it, but that's not satisfying to a lot of people
Indeed.
That want to hear specific ideas. It's my favorite answer because it makes the most sense, because it doesn't make sense to go out on a limb and speculate, because, well, look at all the people that speculate in the marketplace by thinking that their idea is going to be great and that people want their product or service, and turns out the market proves them wrong and they go out of business. So we can sit here and we can come up with some ideas as to how it might work, but it's important to caveat all of them by saying, what the hell do we know? We're not in the real estate business, or we're not in the natural protection business, or whatever it is we'd be discussing. In this case, it's the rights to the water that's flowing through your property. And my suggestion would be that the marketplace, through competition and through what people want, the market divining what people want and putting in place standardized systems that make sense to go along with that, could very well be that, hey, unless that creek dries up for some reason, you're not allowed to modify it to water all your crops and take 100% of the creek water out. I don't know. Maybe you can take 10% out or something like that. That there'd be some sort of marketplace standards, in the same way that, like on a computer, there are the USB drives. That's a standard product that was come up with by a consortium of different groups that got together and agreed on the standards there. I don't know how exactly that would all flesh out in the real estate world or that particular environmental protection world, but I would expect that, like you say, the person who's had the creek running through their property for their entire life, and then you move in and you just decide to divert it all into your own private well or whatever, is they may have some sort of legitimate claim on being able to enjoy that creek on their property.
Yeah, there's a variety of these things that could happen.
Yeah, and it would be the arbitrators that would make those decisions, and over time those decisions would become standardized, where you would know that when you move onto a piece of property, if there's a creek there, you would know that you can't do those things because the arbitrator is going to rule against you. I don't know if that's a very specific answer, but it's about as good as I can come up with.
Well, what comes to my mind next is, what if I don't like what the arbitrator says? Are men with a gun going to come and force me to release the water? Ultimately,
you agree to arbitration. You agree to arbitration. It's a binding process between two individuals, or two people that want to go in and hash out a disagreement. So in advance, you agree to the decision of the arbitrator. If you want to appeal, you can appeal to a different arbitrator, and you can have that in your agreement too.
Would I have to agree to that before I purchase the property? What if
you might? Yeah, you might have to agree to some sort of arbitration within the contract of the property purchase. Sure.
What if I had no agreement with you, and
if you had no agreement with who? Am I the person who sold you the property?
With the person downstream from me, I guess.
Well, I would think that there's systems like this that have existed since time sort of evolved, and that you would be maybe you would be considered an outlaw. And then how does one deal with an outlaw at that point? I mean, you won't go to arbitration. Maybe the person says, that's my water that's sitting up on his land. I intend to go get it. If you came on someone's land and stole their sheep, I don't think anyone would say that it's a bad thing for them to go back and get their sheep. In this case, I think the water is a different, it's a slightly different story, but, people may very well do that.
I think there's two things to point out when you're talking about externalities like this. Number one is polluting the water, and that's certainly different from using the water, and I think it's important to distinguish those two. If you're putting something into the water that makes it toxic, just leaving that to go downstream to poison the people downstream from you, then that you're causing damage. You're damaging, you know, the water that
it's clear aggression
that
in that case. Yeah.
If you're say it's a light creek and you're just diverting it and you use that to run the water in your house, you use it for drinking water and that's all that's left. Well, I don't think the people downstream are going to have any claim on me if that's what I'm using it for. And really, the person who actually owns the water in a case like that is the one who has the spring on their property. If you want to make sure that you have water, buy land that has natural springs on it.
That, yeah, that's true. I mean, buyer beware. If you want to guarantee you're going to have the water source, then you should be closest to it,
right,
the highest upstream.
Yeah, and you know, this is just the different ways that the marketplace could you know, deal with this.
But we don't know how it would end
say.
Up. Right, we don't know how it end up fleshing out.
What you really have to ask yourself in these circumstances is not can the free market perfectly solve every single problem and create heaven on earth? Because I think we know what the answer to that is. The question is the system that we have so utterly broken that no one can use it that no one can use it effectively, and the people that do use it as a bludgeon, in fact, to aggress against other people, to the point that it's at this point people are stifled in the areas of business and pleasure and commerce and all kinds of areas. And I think that that's what we've got, and we really need something different.
Absolutely, that's exactly what the home mortgage situation is. I mean, it's so rife with fraud and corruption that Congress is now considering just making it all legal.
Yeah, right. You don't need a deed to collect on somebody's
house.
A mortgage, big deal.
Chris, your thoughts?
That all makes a lot of sense. I can see how pollution would be considered aggression. But for example, the Nile, for thousands of years, every year it would flood. And as it receded, it would deposit silt and nutrient-rich soil on the plains
Delta,
near the Nile. But in the 1950s or so, they built a dam upstream, and now all the silt gets deposited there. And so it's making the water less usable, less useful for the people downstream. But I wouldn't consider it pollution, you know. So it's a less clear
No, that's
case
not
of
pollution. It's just interference, right? It's just essentially
it's the people who made the dam, whether it's intentional or not, are using that natural resource, whereas before they weren't. And, you know, they may not be making the optimal use of it by just having it settle at the bottom of the dam, but that's what they're doing, and it's their property. And
I don't know that that's how the marketplace would decide.
Right,
on this
I agree with Mark on this.
Then what happens if I go and build a dam just a little bit farther?
Oh, yeah. Right, and then you've got this crazy dam war situation.
Yeah, and so that what that says is the marketplace needs to come up with something that causes an equilibrium, and that's usually what you're dealing with when you're dealing with arbitration in certain scenarios. I think Sam's stuff is very interesting, what he's saying. I just don't know that that's going to be the solution.
Yeah, and the competing dam scenario, I think what you might end up doing is if I'm going to build a dam, then I want to go upstream far enough and get interlocking agreements that say you're not going to sell this to anybody. There's a restriction on your property that you won't build a dam across the river.
Thanks for the call tonight, Chris. Good question. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. There are no definite answers besides the fact that government needs to get out of the business of telling people what property is and what it isn't. Government needs to go away, and then the marketplace needs to replace it, and we don't know what that'll look like.
The holiday season provides a great opportunity to share a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. And all of the inspirational and beautifully illustrated publications from BigHeadPress.com are great tools for sharing the freedom message with thoughtful stories, and they are extremely entertaining and a pleasure to read. Just one of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is Escape from Terra. Humanity is going to space, and government is not invited. Space pioneers seeking wealth and freedom in outer space. Check out BigHeadPress.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.